This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much, Kevin. Welcome to Starcade. Our players are warming up here for today's match, because today one of them is going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. So players, you all set? All set, Beaver? Let's go play Starcade. Here we go. I was going to have to give you a push here to get started there, Beaver. Welcome. Nice to have you here at Starcade. You got a nice studio audience, and you there at home. Good game plan for you today. Let's meet our contestants. You are?
Beaver Lara.
Where are you from, Beaver?
South Boston.
Now, come on. Not South Boston, really?
Yes.
South Boston, what state?
Virginia.
All right. I got it. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I go to junior high school, and I'm in eighth grade. My hobbies are art, riding my moped, and playing video games.
Okay, Beaver, good luck. Nice to have you here on the show. I heard about the wild time you had getting here, so we're glad you made it. And you are Greg?
Yep, Greg Folsom.
And tell me about you, Greg.
Well, I'm from East Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I go to school for electronics, and I love playing video games.
All right. Well, I'm glad both of you guys are here. We're going to wish you both good luck. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. And one of you is going to get a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today, it's Joust. All right. That'd be nice to take home. Maybe one of you is going to do it. But first of all, let's get on with business. Shake hands. Head over to the podium, and Kevin will tell us about the five games in store for you guys today.
Jeff, today's lineup features five of the newest and greatest video games to challenge Beaver and Greg. First, Sinistar, He Lives and He Hungers. Next, it's Mach 3, Warming Up for Takeoff. In the middle, Pole Position 2, four tracks to test your skills. Motor Race USA, Low Ride and Bike and Coast to Coast. And TX1, the ultimate racing machine. Jeff?
Okay, thanks, Kev. Boy, those are today's five games. Five good ones, too. Now, of course, you had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, a valuable prize is automatically yours. So right now, Kevin is going to whisper to the home audience, and he's going to tell them what the mystery game is.
The mystery game is TX1.
All right, that's today's mystery game. I have a question for you. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first game. You all set, Beaver?
Yeah.
You ready, Greg?
Yep.
Here we go. The gems in crystal castles are A, rubies, B, emeralds. Great.
Rubies?
Rubies, yeah, you're right.
Okay. Good.
Did you guess on that one?
Yeah.
Well, it was a good guess. Now, which game are you going to pick?
Mach 3.
Mach 3. Okay, Mach 3. It's a wild combination of laser disc and graphics, and Kevin will tell us about it.
Mach 3 combines the speed of the F-15 fighter with the thrills of laser game realism. And suddenly, you're a part of an experience unlike any other, traveling at mind-boggling speeds, seeking out enemy targets which are enhanced by your onboard computer. You're about to take an incredibly realistic ride into the space age, traveling at Mach 3 speeds. Hang on!
All right, Greg. You picked Mach 3. I presume you're a pretty good player, huh?
Well, just when tryouts came, that was the first time I ever played. But I like it, so.
Yeah, it was a new game then, and it's a pretty good game. I'll tell you what, and Beaver, you want to listen to this, too. In the beginning stages, the steadier you can fly your aircraft and let the targets come to you, the better off you're going to be. When the helicopters appear, if you can blow them up, it's 1,000 points for that, and that's going to help a lot in this game because you only have 50 seconds. Right. You all set to go?
All ready.
All right, Greg, good luck. 50 seconds on Mach 3. Get ready. Get set. Go. Great. 40 seconds. Here come the guided missiles. No, nicely played. Over 13,000 points. Congratulations to you, Greg. Head on back. Didn't get shot down once. Beaver. Now it's up to you. He didn't get shot down, and that's going to be a tough score to beat. How do you feel about it?
Well, I just say it like this. I tried my best.
All right. All right. It only took you 6 minutes to say that. Then that's not bad at all. If you can get a helicopter, I think you're going to beat him. So try to do that. All right? Turn around. You have 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Go. Over 20,000 points. That is really some good fighting. We're going to be back in a minute. We'll see what the score is, and we'll see who gets to choose the next game right here on Starcade.
The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Joust. Enter into the manly sport of jousting, riding proudly on thy ostrich, toppling thy opponents from thy mounts. Thy grand prize today is Joust, furnished by Williams Electronics. And now back to Starcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kevin, thanks a lot. Well, let's see where we are after one shot at Mach 3 here. Beaver, you have a total so far of 20,200. Nicely done. And Greg, you have 13,100. Well, Greg, you picked the game, and Beaver beat you at it.
Backfired.
Yeah, sure did. Beaver's in the lead, as you know, but there's still one more game to be played in this round, and the total points scored on both rounds are going to determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So let's have another question here and see who picks the next game. In the tank maze of Tron, what color are Sark's tanks? A, red, B, blue. Greg?
Red.
Red. No, it's blue. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's blue. I thought they were red myself for a second. Well, that means, Beaver, you get a chance to pick the game. What are we going to play?
Sinistar.
Oh, Sinistar. Sinistar it is. We'll ask Sinister Kevin about that.
You don't want to get too close to this guy. Mine the crystals by firing on the planetoids, then scoop them up, because these crystals make Cinnabombs, and lots of Cinnabombs are the only thing that can save you when Sinistar comes for you. And this far-out thing will come for you, so be ready to fight or run from Sinistar.
Okay, now Beaver and Greg, this is, you have 50 seconds, so probably you won't see Sinistar. You won't hear him say, run, coward, run. The idea, of course, is to get as many Cinnabombs as possible. But in this case, I'd advise you, if you want to go for points, mine the crystals. As you're mining crystals, you'll attract the worker ships and the warships. Then get away from the crystals and start knocking those guys off while they're around, okay? You don't have to do it that way. Do it any way you want to. But that's just the way I've found to score extra points. You ready to go?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Beaver. Good luck to you. 50 seconds to go. Get ready. Get set. Play. Okay, Beaver, well flown and well fought. Head on back. Here comes Greg. Well, Beaver didn't quite follow my advice, which was his choice, but 5,900 points isn't bad. How do you feel about Sinistar?
Well, I think I can come close. I don't know if I can make up my lost points over there, but...
Well, let's find out what you can do. Greg, you have 50 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Points, 6,005. We just scored, not bad at all. Head back. We'll find out if it was enough points to beat Beaver for the name of the game board. Both of you had a chance to play Mach 3 and Sinistar, and one of you is now going to play for a very special prize. So we total up the scores in both games, see who gets to play the name of the game board. Beaver, you have a score of 26,100. Greg, you have 19,105. You caught up, but not enough, of course. So Beaver, come on down. You're going to play the name of the game board. Now, right behind you, my friend, we have four video screens. We're going to show you four video games, okay? If you can identify the games, there are some prizes in store for you. And guess who's going to tell you about them?
Kevin.
Right.
Beaver, for a 3 out of 4, you win Explore Computerized Chess by Sices, a challenge for the serious chess player. It can solve made-in-4 problems, has a sensory board, and it's easy to use and portable. Explore Chess by Sices. And if you get all four right, it's a white metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil from white electronics.
I'm going to ask you a question. Okay, before you turn around, you don't get any points for this, but... You've watched Starcade before you came here, right?
Yeah.
Did Kevin look like you thought he did?
No.
Who would have believed a voice like that could come out of anybody that tall, right? Isn't that amazing? Okay, let's turn around and take a look at the screens. We'll start in the upper left-hand corner, Beaver. Good luck to you. Is that Ladybug or Black Widow?
Black Widow.
Right you are. That's one. Number two, Food Fight or Burger Time?
Food Fight.
Yes, you're right there. Number three in the middle, Rescue or Phantom 2?
Rescue.
Yes, you're right again, so you even get all four. Liberator or Eliminator?
Liberator.
No, it's Eliminator, but you got 3 out of 4, and that means you get the computer chess game. So that's pretty good, Beaver. You're in the lead, too, by a good margin of points. We'll have to see if that's going to stick or not. Stay tuned. We'll be back to see who gets a chance at their own video arcade game right after these words.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. A lot of you have written to us wanting to see Jeff play a game. So here he is playing one of his favorites.
Run, run, run. I hunger, coward.
Not too bad, Jeff, but I think I could have done better.
Oh, you do you? All right, well, we'll square off in the other room a little bit later. All right, let's get back to the show. Welcome back to Starcade. Beaver and Greg, before we start, Greg, I understand you brought something with you you wanted to show everybody.
Yep.
Ah, that's very nice. You make these, do you?
Yeah.
Now, this is, of course, Qbert, but an audience, don't give any hints now, because I'm going to ask the crew a question. We have guys who have been working here on this show for a long time. Everybody's been around each show. Guys... Who does that look like?
Kevin!
That's what I thought. Thanks a lot. Okay, we're in round two. The big challenge, only one game left to play. This time only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores, and the top scorer in all games is going to get a chance to win Joust. So if you're ready, here's your last question. Beaver, Greg, hands on buzzers. How many ships in the player's tax scan squadron? A7, B6. I'll read it again. How many ships in the player's tax scan squadron? A7, B6. Beaver's going to guess, I bet. What do you think,
Six.
Beaver? Huh? Six? No, it's seven. No, unfortunately. Now, Greg, this is a chance for you. You're behind. There's nothing but driving games up there, and you pick one that'll get your high score, and you may be in good shape again.
Let's go with TX1.
Whoa, look at that. That's the mystery game, and that means you automatically win a prize. Greg, let's find out what it is.
Greg, you've won a collector's library worth over $300 from the company that brings all the great hits together, from KTEL International.
Well, not a bad start. Now, Greg, TX1 is the game. It is a terrific game. You can score a lot of points on it. If you don't crash, Kevin will tell us about it.
It's time for the most awesome racing event of the century, the TX1 Raceway Test. Few even qualify for 15 qualifying tracks and 8 tracks around the world. Gentlemen, start your engines. The TX1 race is about to begin.
Okay, Kevin. Okay, Greg, the TX1, let's see what I can tell you about that. Do you have a brake pedal? You have an accelerator pedal? You have a gear shift? And you have your steering wheel, most importantly. Just watch out on the turns. If you can spin out, but hang on because you can recover, okay?
Yep.
All right, we hop in the TX1. Get yourself comfortable. You have 40 seconds. Tell me when you're ready.
All ready.
All right, get ready, get set, drive. Nicely driven.
Thanks.
That makes you feel like you're in the real thing, doesn't it? Okay, head on back. Greg, here comes Beaver. Well, Beaver, he did pretty good, 32,000. He had a little bit of problem here and there, one on a turn, and he spun out. So if you don't do that, you may be able to beat him. How do you feel?
Wonderful.
You feel wonderful? Okay, hop in there. Get yourself all set. Tell me when you're comfortable.
I'm comfortable.
Okay. Ready? Get set. Drive. All right, Beaver, come on out, my man. Head back to the podium, and we're going to add up the scores. I think Greg beat you on that one, but whether it was enough, we'll find out in just a second. All right, grand total of the day, and whoever gets this grand total and wins is going to get a chance to go for Joust. Beaver, you have a score of 55,030. What a day. Greg, you have 51,725. Beaver's the winner. Well, you started to come up from behind, Greg, but not enough.
Too late.
Yeah, well, it's been nice having you here on Starcade, and we have some nice gifts for you, and have a nice trip back to Boston.
Okay, thanks.
All right, and now, from South Boston, Beaver, guess what?
What?
You got yourself a prize. Kevin, tell them what it is.
It's the Spectra Video SV328, a complete computer system for home and business, featuring 112K of memory, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectra Video.
Well, Beaver, you've proven yourself quite a game player here on Starcade today. We got a couple of driving games left. You're going to pick one of them. You beat the average, and you're going to go home with Joust. Let's find out if he can do it. We'll be back in just a few minutes to see if he can. Thank you very much. Welcome back to Starcade. Now the big challenge, Beaver. You're the champ of the day, and now you're going to have a chance to take home Joust with you. But before you do that, you've got to do a little bit of work here. There's still two games left unplayed, Pole Position and Motor Race USA. During the commercial, we informed you that if you picked Pole Position 2, you'd have to score at least 6,681 points. If you picked Motor Race USA, you'd have to score at least 5,849 points. Those are the average scores of more than 12 other players who play these same games. So what'd you decide?
Pole Position 2.
Pole Position 2. That means if you score 6,681 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to take Joust back to South Boston, Virginia with you. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Kevin will explain the game, and we'll go over and get ready to play.
Beaver, head for your racing machine. The race of a lifetime is about to begin. The challenge has been made. Four tracks await. The Fuji, the Suzuka, the Seaside, and a special test track. Beaver, start your engines. Prepare to race for the pole position.
Okay, Beaver, there's four tracks. You can pick whichever one you want. Pick the one that you're best at, of course. Just be careful on the turns. You can cut on the inside of the grass, but watch out. There's some signs there. And that's about all I can tell you about pole position, too, except it's a pretty fast game. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, good luck to you, Beaver. 6,681 points in 30 seconds. That's what he's shooting for. You get ready. Get set. Drive.
The pole qualifier.
He picked the Fuji track. Here we go. Short. Yeah, well, you couldn't crash. That did it for you. Too bad, Beaver. All together, though, you did really well here at Starcade. Glad you were with us, and I hope you had a good time. Until next time on Starcade, this is Jeff Edwards. Hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.